Most merciful God, accept these two poor sinners into your arms, and keep the doors ajar for the coming of the rest of us, because you are witnessing the end, the absolute, irrevocable, fantastic end. I've finally realized what is happening. It is our last fling. We are doomed henceforth. Must screw our courage to the sticking point and face up to our impending fate. We shall be all of us shot at dawn. 100 cc's apiece. Miss Ratched shall line us all against the wall, where we'll face the terrible maw of a muzzle-loading shotgun which she has loaded with Miltowns, Thorazines, Libriums, Stelazines, and with a wave of her sword, Bluey, tranquilize all of us completely out of existence. He sagged against the wall and slid to the floor, pills hopping out of his hands in all directions like red and green and orange bugs. Amen, he said, and closed his eyes. The girl on the floor smoothed down her skirt over her long, hard-working legs and looked at Seafelt, still grinning and twitching there under the lights beside her, and said, never in my life experienced anything come even halfway near it. Harding's speech, if it hadn't actually sobered people, had at least made them realize the seriousness of what we were doing. The night was getting on, and some thought had to be given to the arrival of the staff in the morning. Billy Bibbit and his girl mentioned that it was after 4 o'clock, and if it was all right, if people didn't mind, they'd like to have Mr. Turkle unlock the seclusion room. They went off under an arch of flashlight beams, and the rest of us went into the day room to see what we could decide about cleaning up. Turkle was all but passed out when he got back from seclusion, and we had to push him into the day room in a wheelchair. As I walked after them, it came to me as a kind of sudden surprise that I was drunk, actually drunk, glowing and grinning and staggering drunk for the first time since the army. Drunk along with half a dozen other guys and a couple of girls, right on the big nurse's ward. Drunk and running and laughing and carrying on with women square in the center of the Combine's most powerful stronghold. I thought back on the night, on what we'd been doing, and it was near impossible to believe. I had to keep reminding myself that it had truly happened, that we had made it happen. We had just unlocked a window and let it in like you let in the fresh air. Maybe the Combine wasn't all-powerful. What was to stop us from doing it again now that we saw we could? Or keep us from doing other things we wanted? I felt so good thinking about this that I gave a yell and swooped down on McMurphy and the girl Sandy walking along in front of me, grabbed them both up, one in each arm, and ran all the way to the day room with them hollering and kicking like kids. I felt that good.